This is Katarina Rando, and welcome once again to Thriving Women in Business Radio. I am so excited because today we have one of our fabulous featured experts, Sarah Hart, and Sarah Hart is the founder of Sign of Enough. Sarah, so excited to have you with us today. And before we say anything else, tell us what Sign of Enough is and why our listeners want to pay attention to it.
Thank you, Katarina, and thank you for having me on the program. I appreciate that. Sign of Enough is an initiative I started that encourages all of us to work with the question, how will I know when I have enough? And that enough could be whatever area of our lives is important to us or is relevant when you hear that question. And it's important for lots of reasons, because I think that not knowing the answer to that leads us to having lives that are not fulfilling, that are constant striving and not feeling enough. So on a personal level, I think it doesn't make us happy. On a global level, I think our world really needs to take account of how will we know when we have enough and take some action. So we can deal with it on a personal level or on a community level or on a global level.
And Sarah, why is this your thing? Why are you dedicating your life to this? Why do you care about it? How did you get started doing this?
I got started doing it in the mid-1990s. I was living in San Francisco during that dot-com boom and read about young people who were becoming overnight millionaires and spending all of their money building huge houses that we called McMansions and big cars and so forth. And then not too long after that, there were stories about how unhappy some of them were. And I felt sorry for them, even though they were 20-something millionaires, and thought that was way too early to feel that way in life. And so what many of them did was start another company. And at the time, I thought, gosh, you guys, how will you know when you have enough? And I remember where I was sitting when that struck me, and I thought, well, how will any of us know when we have enough? And I thought back to my own situation, and I think my sign of enough was at the very end of my long corporate career. I was coming down an escalator, and I felt like I had a wetsuit on. And I don't know anything that's more binding when you're out of water than a wetsuit. And I realized in that moment, I have to leave here. I have to do something else. And so I think each of us has various signs of enough. And when we get to the point of saying, okay, that's it, that's enough, whether it's stuff in our houses or the amount we're eating or the amount we're drinking or the number of activities we're involved in, whatever it is, we come to the point of, okay, that's enough. And at that point, it's really important to take note of that and then take some action in response to make it better.
And what kind of action do you want to see people taking?
Well,
what kind of action have you seen people
take? A suggestion that I would have is for each of us to identify, just start with one area, and it might be work, you know, food, stuff, activities, whatever it is, and ask yourself the question, how will I know when I have enough? And stay with that question until there's a really clear answer. And then identify one small step you might take to bring about more of what you want. And just stick with it. So it might be, okay, that is really enough. I can't fit one more thing in my closet. That's enough. And a small step might be, Each time buy something new to get rid of two things that are in your closet and just make that commitment to yourself. And at some point, you will have much more ease going into your closet. But it is identifying what the area is you want to focus on, making a small step and sticking with it. It's not easy because we live in a culture that doesn't support this. Our culture says more, 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 bigger, 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 faster, more is better, thin. You can't be too thin or too rich. I mean, we have lots of messages that support us on the opposite way. And so you really have to make a concerted effort and decide the most important thing in the world for me is whatever is my happiness, my health, my being with the people I love, my remaining healthy and alive for my children, my being able to see their soccer games and their piano recitals, or my building a really successful business where I can make an impact, a positive impact on my community. Whatever it is, making sure you understand what really is most important to me and making a commitment to let go of other things that are getting in the way.
So, Sarah, what are the I mean, I hear what you're saying about, you know, the other things in life, but how do we make that shift? What are some ways that, I mean, I know that you said, you know, you take out two pieces of clothing, but how do we get caught up and how do we get uncaught up? And what have you seen people, how have you seen people make this adjustment in their life?
The people I've seen be successful with it, they're really committed. I mean, there's nothing magic about it. It's one of those things that you make a decision and you stick with it. And you stay with the image of exactly how I'm going to feel when I get to the point I would like to be at. So, I was working with one woman who desperately wanted to have more time with her children. And what she found was she was getting home after they went to bed. She oftentimes needed to leave and have somebody else get them ready for school. She was traveling a lot for business and frequently left on Sundays to get to business. And so she and I, in working together, we had her have a really, really, really clear visual image of being with her 3 and 4 year old children when they have had a bath and are in their bed and are waiting for her to read them a story, and for her to get really in touch with what that looked like, what it felt like, what it smelled like, and to come back to that image so that she was more willing to make some, it oftentimes was tough choices about what she was going, where she was going to say yes and where she was going to say no. So that's an example, and it really is making a decision and then making it again and then making it again and then making it again, but being really, really, really clear about what it is you want. Because otherwise, it's very hard to stick with it because there are so many pressures on us.
Absolutely. Well, and so because there's so many pressures on us, how do we get started with, you know, and I mean, it seems like a whole different life. And you said people that are really committed, but how do we become committed?
It's just a decision point, Katarina. I don't know. I'm not sure how else to say it than that. It was, for example, my sign of enough when I was on the escalator with my wetsuit. It was really, really, really clear to me that if I didn't do something different, I was going to get really, really sick. That's what went through my mind. And I made the commitment right then that whatever it took, I would get out of that job and that company. And it took, I mean, I don't know, a year to make that happen, but I never stopped moving. But it was a really clear sense of, I had a really clear sense of what's going to happen if I don't take action here. And so it's I think it's a combination of really getting in touch with, if I don't make any changes, what's the outcome going to be? And if I do, what is a really strong picture of where I'll be if I make the changes?
And so,
it's coming back to,
you said
it's,
about...
Yeah, and it's just coming back to that commitment over and over and over and over and over.
Right.
Because the pressures all around us will be the opposite. So it helps to have a buddy, as everything like that does,
mm-hmm.
to have an accountability, whatever you want to call them, an accountability partner. For people who don't like the word accountability, you can have a buddy. Whatever it is that works for you, if you can find somebody who would like to do some of this kind of work with you, that's really helpful because
mm-hmm.
then you have some support. And that can be, I coach people to do this. You can also work with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You can work with a family member, somebody
mm-hmm.
who will really hold you accountable in the way you want to be held accountable.
Okay, so you talked about a couple simple things that people could change and do, but it sounds like you're talking a lot about conscious living and questioning why we're doing things that we're doing, to make sure that we're doing what we want and not what we think we're supposed to want because
mm-hmm.
of family or our industry or our community. So how does someone get conscious about these kinds of things, and what questions do you advise your clients to ask themselves so that they can be able to live more consciously?
I have a questionnaire that I usually give to a new client. And it has 20 questions. Well, actually, there are 20 statements that they agree with, from somewhat disagreed to strongly agree. And they're, for example, no areas in my home are cluttered. So that would be strongly disagree to strongly agree.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm spending the amount of time I want to with family, friends, or whoever is important to me. Or I do not say yes to more things that I comfortably have time for. I know how much money I want to make and why. I feel good about my appearance. So there's 20 statements that people agree and not agree with. And after they see how they've rated them, then they're invited to choose one, two, or three that really stand out for them. And then we work with those first. So if somebody is working with me, they get a lot of guidance at finding that. But I think that if somebody is, you know, working on their own, they can just look at their life and try to figure out what here is making me not very happy. And most of us, if we think about it, will know. One of the things that so many of us have right now, we have way too many things to do. And it's not making a lot of us happy. I mean, some people may thrive with that, but a lot of people aren't very happy with it because it doesn't feel as if I have time to do anything very well, and I'm not spending time with the people I care most about. So for some of us, it's not too hard to find the most important areas. When it comes really down to it, Katerina, what I've discovered over the years is that the core question here is, how will I know when I am enough? Because I think our culture, in addition to encouraging us to have more, 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 encourages us to be better, better, different, to be richer, thinner, more beautiful, you know, more sensitive, more giving, a better mother, a better father. And so it's constant pressure to be different from and better than the way we are. And so I think a core issue for many of us is that we feel we are not enough in maybe one or lots of ways. And I don't think for most of us that's the place to start. That's a big question. I think the place to start is in my daily life and what is giving me joy and what is causing me a lot of stress and unhappiness.
And so that's another question for people to ask themselves. What's causing me stress? What is contributing to any unhappiness? And then is it making a list, just like, you asked about clutter. Clutter makes me unhappy, so that would go on my list, or what's stressing me or pressuring me, and then to create strategies to eliminate those things from your life, or at least
yes.
minimize them or create support
yes.
around them.
Yes.
Is that what we're talking
yes.
about?
Yes, and the only thing I would add to that is I really think it's important to ask yourself the question. Let's use the clutter one, because that's true for so many of us. I heard recently that one of the biggest industries in the United States right now is off-site storage.
Storage, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So
if
for
you
many
can buy
us,
a storage building, you can make a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. And so here's all this stuff that people rarely see and at some point probably goes to the landfill. That month after month, I'm paying for. So I think that, let's use clutter as an example. And I think that clutter makes me really unhappy. I'm going to get rid of some stuff. Really think about, how will I know when I have enough clutter? How will I know? Because until we get to the point of, okay, that's enough. I can't stand this anymore. I'm not living this way anymore. This is it. I'm done. Until we hit that point, then a lot of us will not do very much about it because there are too many other pulls in life. So I think it's important to know, am I really at the point of that's it? I'm making a commitment on this. This is it. I'm done with living this way.
Well, that sounds good. So is it, though, like that we can be done with clutter, but then it sweeps back in. And just like, the closet, I just took a bunch of stuff, Sarah, out of my closet. I definitely have enough stuff in my closet. And I can anticipate a time in the future where I'll have to take stuff out again. I mean, the thing about life is it's dynamic.
Yes, it is dynamic.
People
and
coming
I think it's
in.
Also,
people.
Yeah.
Go
I
ahead.
I think it is definitely dynamic. And it is also the case that, from my own experience with this, I think this is an onion. And you sort of go through one layer and, oh my goodness, there's another one there. And so when I'm working with clients, I encourage them to see a sign of enough as a journey. It's a path. And it's a path along it's toward a consciousness. It's a growing awareness
mm-hmm.
of enoughness. I don't
mm-hmm.
know if you ever arrive at the end.
Right.
I think it is a growing journey that may never end, but it is the way, it's the decision I'm making that I am going to live more this way, and I'm going to keep living in enough consciousness.
I like it. That sounds good, Sarah. Let's keep living in a conscious way. Now, any final words or recommendations or thoughts you want to leave our readers with?
On both a personal and global level, I think that we are at a time when this is a really important issue for us to be aware of, in whatever way we want to be aware of it. I really started focusing on it in 2014 because on a larger level, I could no longer abide the growing economic inequality and the impact we're having on the environment. And I decided, okay, that's it. That's it. I have to do something about this. So I think that there are very important, very large issues that are that it's the time for us to consider enough consciousness. But it starts with the individual. How am I living my life? And what impact am I having on my environment? And what impact are my choices having on people around me who I love and on me?
I like it. That's beautiful. Well, Sarah, let's leave it there. I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about, to recognize when it's enough, when it's too much, when we need to make a change, because really our happiness is so essential. And it is important for us to live more consciously. Everyone, let me remind you and encourage you to take a look at Sarah's expert page at twibc.com, twibc.com, thrivingwomeninbusinesscommunity.com, and there you will see Sarah's expert page where you can read some more of her articles on first steps towards a simpler life, on traveling on the enough path, more about leading a simpler life. And these are all things for you to put some attention on at twibc.com. Sarah, I know also that you have a free questionnaire for the ladies, and that's something that I want to make sure everybody knows about. Now, when you go to Sarah's page, you can get her questionnaire. She mentioned, now, Sarah, is this the 20 questions that
it
you
is.
Mentioned earlier?
It is.
Okay,
and,
great.
Yeah, and if people answer it and send them, then I would love to be in contact at least by email and talk about the questionnaire.
That's great. Sarah, you're very generous to offer that. Ladies, I'm looking at the questionnaire right now. There's some great questions on here to help you be more conscious, happier, less stressed, less pressure in your life, and to be getting more on track for yourself. Sarah, thank you. Everybody, again, you want to go to twibc.com. Go to Sarah, S-A-R-A, Sarah Hart's page, H-A-R-T. You have such a great name, Sarah. And you can get your sign of enough. You can get your sign of enough questionnaire there. You can read more from Sarah. And, of course, take a look around at everything we have on our awesome site to support women to be more successful in their lives, personally and professionally. Thanks, Sarah. Thanks so much for your time together with
Thank
me
you,
today.
Katarina.
Thank you. And, ladies, we'll talk to you again. Thriving Women in Business Radio.